Early voting is underway for Nevada's caucuses, and candidates are making their way to northern Nevada to stump. That includes, of course, Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts. She made her way to Reno High yesterday, a bit under the weather.
They said, you got to cancel your day in Reno. And I said, Reno's been left out of way too many conversations for way too long.
Many of the more than 1,000 attendees seem to have made up their mind on who is their first pick. Some have already submitted their early vote. That includes Reno resident Steffi Michaels. Her biggest priority? Getting President Donald Trump out of office.
The rest of it's important. I mean, I live on disability, okay? The housing market here is just stupid. And all the stuff that everybody's talking about is important. We have a budding dictator in that office right now. How do we recover?
Her vote ended up going to Senator Warren on Saturday.
And she got things done even before she was a senator. That tells me that she's got enough chutzpah for it, and I think she can do it. I hope to God she can do it.
Angeline Peterson is from Sparks. She's nearing a choice, but she's torn.
My top two are Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. I like Mayor Pete because I like his policies. I think he's a lot more moderate, and I think that's what we need right now. But I also like Elizabeth Warren because she's a little bit more out there. She's a little bit more left, and I just really like the things that she has to say.
One person that she says she can't vote for, though, is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. She says his policies would be too polarizing.
I have friends who are Republicans who don't want to support Donald Trump, and I have friends who are Democrats that don't want to support Senator Sanders. So I feel like there's got to be some middle ground that we need to come back and find.
Sanders campaigned yesterday in Carson City and drew a large crowd of support. He'll be holding an event in Reno at the University of Nevada, Reno, tomorrow, which KUNR will cover. As for Peterson, when she and I spoke, she said she was heading to Buttigieg's event in Sparks to further contemplate her decision. KUNR's Noah Glick happened to be there at the event, and he takes it from here.
Follow me.
Thanks, Bree. More than 1,200 people came out to see the former South Bend, Indiana mayor. Amelia Flores was one of those. She plans to take part in early voting, where she'll be ranking Mayor Pete number one.
I kind of like that he's younger. I like that he's very, very intelligent. He's got a lot to share, and he doesn't falter on questions or anything. He's very, very straightforward.
More so than policy, she says she likes Buttigieg's spirit and message of hope.
I think the positivity is what we need right now. As a nation, I think that we don't have that right now, and I think we need it desperately.
For about 30 minutes, Buttigieg offered his pitch on a variety of issues, but the biggest reaction came when he asked the crowd to imagine a new dawn.
It's that image of the first time that the sun comes up over the mountains and the deserts in Nevada, and Donald Trump is no longer the president of the United States.
But not everyone in the crowd were Buttigieg supporters. Some, like Emily Stewart, haven't made up their mind just yet.
I really like the energy, and I'm excited to go vote, but I'm also very undecided now. Because I saw Warren earlier and Bernie earlier, too.
You can see the indecision on her lapel. Next to a Pete 2020 sticker sits two Bernie Sanders buttons. She says she's planning to vote today, but she may not make her decision until the final seconds.
I might just change my mind in that moment. It's a hard decision, yeah.
Stewart says she likes all the candidates. And as many presidential hopefuls continue to draw large crowds across the state, Nevada might also be waiting until the last second to make its decision. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.